Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Okay. Alhamdulillah. All right, but my brother, I'm going to put myself on mute. And Allah bless you.
Allah, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حيا الصلاة. I
Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على السلام، حي على السلام، حي على السلام، حي على السلام. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله، الحمد لله. They kind of country, so I haven't gotten them. Ourselves to Allah, to submit our whole selves to Allah.
And when you give yourself in submission to Allah, that you're doing no small thing. It's a great matter. Allah says, do not take your religion to be a sport. Don't take it to be play. This is the real reality that we live in. Al-Islam. We're a culture. We're a community. We're a family. We're a race of people. Do you know that the Muslims are seen by Allah and His Messenger as a real human being? That we are the children of Adam? They don't call the jinn the children of Adam. The jinns are made of fire. But the children of Adam are the human beings. And we're identified more with water. We're identified more with water, with tranquility, with peace, with being able to get along with any environment. We are a universal being. We trust in our Lord. We trust in Allah. We submit our whole selves to Allah. We trust in His word that He has given us. His word was sent to His messenger, Muhammad, through an angel. Angels pray for us. Angels love us. Angels help us and serve us by the will and permission of Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth. So this is no small matter. When you say that you want to be the servant of Allah, that you bear witness, you can see evidence. You see evidence that Allah's signs are real and that they're for you. And they're having an effect on the creation, the whole creation. Nothing exists except by the will and power of Allah. Whenever He decrees any matter or desires any matter, He just says to it, become. Kun fayakun, be and it is. Be and it is. At one time it says in the Quran, you are nothing, not even mentioned. But Allah said, be, and here you are. Don't take that for granted. Don't take it to be something that just happens. You know, that's how the world is. They just stumble from one spot to another. Going around, think we get somewhere. Hurrying and rushing to run over you to get to where they're going, what ideas in their mind. But the Quran says, this is nothing but vanity. Vain falsehood. That's what it's called. What the unbelievers think with, if they don't espouse what Allah has revealed, if they don't follow His messenger, if they don't follow what we believe, what Allah has revealed for us to believe in, the way He wants us to believe in it, then they're living in nothing but vain falsehood. Vain means meaningless. Some people just think it means in the mirror. Because, you know, mirror is not you. The image in the mirror is not you. You're you, and the image in the mirror is a reflection or an estimation of you trying to be. And it's not a good one. Because the image in the mirror has no weight, you know. We're just trying to be right. We're just trying to be useful. That's all. So none of us can take credit for this. Allah, it's Allah's word that develops us. It's the successful example of Prophet Muhammad, the prayer of the peace be upon us, that impresses us. We, through, by being a flesh being, by being a human being, we have a moral, we have a mental, we have a cultural relation with Him and other human beings, all the way back to our father Adam. All of us, brothers and sisters, let us be as awake in our minds as we can. You heard me read something from the Hajjah, Qutbah al-Hajjah. This is what Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said before every Qutbah on Jummah Friday. And I brought some copies of it so that everybody can get one. We need to learn that. Not learn it because it's just something. No, this is history. these words I was reading, and these words, I didn't read every one of them because there's other parts of it, these words that you have learned are history. These are the very words that came out of the mouth of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as his duties and as his sunnah, as his duties, as his sunnah, as his way of conducting Jum'ah properly. He said, if you keep my sunnah, if you keep the book of Allah and my sunnah, you will never go astray. If you keep the book of Allah, Allah's words, Allah, you know, the Quran is called Allah's sunnah. That's one of his names. The sunnah of Allah, the way of Allah. Whose traditions you going to follow? The traditions of Allah that he sent to Muhammad, for Muhammad before him to live as a human being on earth, as Allah's vicegerent or his agent, the one who would move and talk and think and pray and do whatever he was doing in accordance with the way Allah wanted him to do it. That's who Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam really is. But he's not some idol. He's not some vain thing. He's not some memory. He's not like, what is it, Al-Amin. He's not tales of the ancients and old stuff. Well, that's the old ways. You don't have to follow that now. This is the new way. And you don't know where you're going. You better get back to the old ways, the original way. Allah says, don't come back to him unless you come back to him in the state of Al-Islam. So you got to come back to him as one who follows the way that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived on earth when he was here. That's what this is. This is over 1,400 years old right here. 1,300 something years old, at least. 1,400 years old, right here, these words. So we need to learn this. The Holy Quran we have, Allah's words, Allah's own words, Kalam, the words of Allah, the book, Kitab Allah, the book of our deen, the words over 1,400 years old for us through Prophet Muhammad, the prayer of the peace be upon us. But we know that Allah sent his revelation to messengers down through time, so there's parts in the Holy Quran that came before the Holy Quran. And anything in the Holy Quran that matches with what came before it, that's purity. All of it's purity. None of it is falsehood. No falsehood in it. No doubt in it. If you believe it. If you don't believe it, then everything's false for you. But if you are a believer, the Quran is real for you, Muhammad is real for you, the books of Allah are real for you. The prophets are real for you. The angels are real for you. Justice and reward and punishment are real for you. Life and death is real for you. Heaven and hell are real for you. If you're a believer. In kuntum mu'minin. If you believe. But if you don't believe, then you just be like these other people. They don't know what to do with themselves. That's why there's so many varied crazinesses going on in the world. You can't move for craziness. You can't talk for craziness. You could be doing nothing, minding your own business, not bothering nobody, and here comes craziness. Not subtly all the time. Craziness comes aggressively sometimes. Crazy. You say, well, what is this coming from? Why are you doing this person? But they're out of their minds out there, brother. Our job is to try to raise the fallen humanity. Try to raise the people who will hear the call. To call them to the faith, and the ones that want to get out of that fire, that hell, that problem, that problematic life, they will answer you. They'll give you some attention. And then if you're a learned person, that's why I brought these papers. So we can learn, study your Quran, and study the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so you can become a learned person. Meaning that you're in the formation or in the ranks of leadership. Every single one of us has that duty. Every single one of us has the duty of calling people to the faith, of performing as leader, as part of the Khalifa, as part of the Allah in the Holy Quran, what is the Ja'alakum Khalifa al-Ard, is he who has made you his inheriting agent, caretakers of the earth. our mindset is must be, what the Lord has given us to believe in, must become the ruling mindset. Otherwise, we're wasting our time. What are you living for? What we think, what we believe, what we feel, what we say, what we do, how we perform in life, in accordance with how Allah wants us to perform, that must become the ruling mindset. That must become the ruling thinking in your head. Allah says in the Holy Quran, be built man or designed man or created man based on fire. You have five senses. Before we even start talking about five senses, just look down and see your hand. We got five fingers. You got five toes. You got five points. Two arms, two legs, and head. Five points. Look on your head, you see five holes. One on each side for hearing. One and each nostril. That's two, four. And the mouth, five. We're built on five, but Allah wants us to go beyond the five. We're not animals. A monkey got five. Snake got five. Turkey got five. But the human being rules over all these things. I don't care how big the gorilla is or strong he is. Human being can get him in a cage sooner or later if you think hard enough. So we're based on fire, we're built on fire, but some holes we never think about. Never think about are there too. Those eyes and the ears are the social, they're called the social senses. But before you can see, you can hear. They're called the social senses. But once you came out the womb, good God Almighty, those eyes are way more important. They've been of greater service to you than your ears, or so you think. But they've definitely been working together. But those holes of the eyes, they're hidden. We don't think about them as holes. But right behind those eyeballs is the most important organ you have for making your way in the world. And that's the brain. So if the world doesn't have our mindset, if they don't have the knowledge that's in our brain, and if we don't have the Quran as the knowledge, the most important knowledge, that's divine knowledge. That's Allah's own knowledge. We don't have that in our head. What you thinking with? What you think gonna rule? What you think gonna win? But the brain can't do it all by itself. It's the organ that contains the most important instrument you have of giving service to Allah. And that's your mind. That's your mind. All your mind needs is knowledge and willpower. You will be extremely powerful. You'll be strong enough to be Allah's servant, doing wonderful works on earth. We know Prophet Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him. The world calls his name all the time, all the time, all the time. But Jesus told his disciples, Hawariyina, and Hawariyuna, his companions, his disciples. He told them, you will do greater works than me. Have you read that in the previous scripture? Esau, the one they called son of God and all that, God, they said he washed in his blood, he drank his blood at the Easter time. You know that. Some of you don't know that. At Easter time, they have a little so-called wine, but that represents, supposed to represent his blood. And then the little cracker of bread is supposed to represent his flesh body. And in the Catholic Church, they eat that. Because they say that they're eating Jesus' body because that will bring them nearer to him. And that will save them. I'm also in the Holy Quran, that never even happened. he was never crucified. He was never crucified, nor did they slay him. They did not kill him, nor they didn't slay him. He was not crucified. So Alice Long straightens that out. And I know some people say, don't mourn and don't grieve because we're not part of that crap, is the expression. It's a big hoodwink lie. It's a dark lie. It's a dark doctrine. It's a wicked scandal. It's a lie. It's a falsehood. If in the Quran Allah says it was false to us, then you as a Muslim, even as the world has told you over and over and over and over, it's saying in your head, it's a falsehood. If Allah says it's false, it's false. You've got to get to the point to where you are studying the Quran as it should be studied. That's one of the things that a command that is given to you. Study it as it should be studied. Allah says you are one who is sent with the Quran, and there's a chapter called Al-Furqan. Clear, distinct separation of truth and falsehood. No middle ground. We don't live in gray. We don't live in doubt. That ain't counterfeit taboo. This is a book in which there is no doubt. Who doesn't look at the king? But it only is for people who believe that. So you've got to study your Quran and say, Allah, I will give my mind, I will give my thinking, I will give my belief, I will give my faith to you alone and what you have said in the Holy Quran and what you have sent to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is also your word and your guidance to him and all of mankind. When you study the Quran like that, you don't care what the world says. Jesus said, yes, Jesus was a Muslim. Now you're able to speak to Muslims. This is one of our great Muslims, peace be upon him. He and Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, will be standing together like these, my two fingers. On the day of judgment. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Now, if anybody was going to tell you don't listen to Esau, it would be Prophet Muhammad, the prayer of the peace be upon him. But what did he say? He said, if Jesus was one worthy of worship, if he was the Son of God, if he was the one that was supposed to be worshiping, I would be the first one to worship. That's what it says right in the Quran. But what does Allah say about any prophet? What did he say about any prophet? The Quran says, and see, this is what we got to understand and learn and believe. This is what we got to live by. All of a sudden, everything will get all straight. I'm still learning. I study every day. I fall asleep. I study myself in the head. Phone or book because I'm reading. Laying down, reading. It says that the prophets are nothing but servants, what? Raised to honor. Servants, raised up. Worthy of honor. That's all it's talking about. Honorable servants. That's all the prophets are. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, Isa, Musa, none of the messengers, Noah, all the way back to Adam, none of them said, I am a Lord besides Allah. All through the Quran, it says, La ilaha illallah. No words of anything. There's nothing worthy of worship except Allah. No words of anything but Allah. Fall you down in humble obedience and worship of Allah. All through the Quran, you see that. You got to get it. You got to break the world's chain. You got to break through that corral. You got to break through out of that cage. You got to break out of that falsehood that they have us in, trying to make us think like they've been successful at making the Christians and many of the Jews think. Fewer Jews think incorrectly about religion than Christians. I don't know if you know that or not. In fact, many of the Jews are responsible for a lot of the falsehood that the Christians believe in. Yeah, especially Paul. Paul and others, they had these people had ability to write scriptures, and they had ignorant and innocent-minded people to believe in. How else? With the Christians who say that they believe in Jesus and worship Jesus, why else would they say that the Jews are God's chosen people? If you believe in Jesus like the Christians claim to believe in Jesus, then things like you would be God's chosen people, Christian. But Christians, the Jews are so smart. I'm not talking about the good Jews. I'm talking about the really super wicked devil Jews, the ones that Jesus said, you are like your father, the devil. I hope you hear what I'm saying. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was sent to his own people in Rome. They were all Roman citizens. They lived in a little enclave. And the Jews had their same order, a powerful Jewish thinker. And they made up stuff for the Christians. Jesus said that they were, when he found them working in Boston, which was mostly their own self, because idols. The idol that the Jews believe in is their own self, their own knowledge. What did Satan say? I have knowledge. I'm better than him. I'm better than any human. Adam is the father of all human beings. The Jews said, I'm better than he. I'm not going to bow down to what you're talking about, Allah, because I'm better. I'm made of fire. What is fire? Attitude. Knowledge that you think mess up everybody else, shake everybody else, injure everybody else, break them up, break them to pieces. That's what Satan said. And so I tell people if they're Jewish, I said, don't get mad. I'm just telling you what history is. I try to be as close to history as I possibly can. Jesus said they were like, you're like your father the devil. That's what he told the ruling Jews 2,000 years ago. And where are the ruling Jews today? Same place they always been. What does it say in the Quran? Say they watch you from a place where you can't see them. Ain't that what it says? They watch you from a place where you can't see them. Who said that? Allah says that about them. One of the names of the jinn is the hidden ones. The hidden ones, the ones who hide. And what did he do from his hidden position? He whispers. He whispers. He whispers and tells you stuff to do. And you follow these doctrines, these so-called rules, and you fall into ruin. But on the day of judgment, Satan will say, don't blame me. You should have listened to Allah. Don't blame me. I only called you. I only whispered to you. You are the one who had no faith in what Allah had revealed. You are the one who had no faith. And it says on the day, there'll come a time when the believers, when people will say, if I only, if I only had took the route with the prophet, if I only had took the way with Muhammad, I wouldn't be in this state. I wouldn't be in this trouble. I hope none of us have to say that. Because we're on the path. We're here at Juma in obedience to Allah, our Lord. Angels are here. You can't see them. They're here, though. If you believe strongly in Allah, but Muhammad saw something, there'll come a time when you'll see angels in your life. Just like you see people. Not physically, but their number will be a lot. The connections and the help that they'll send will be so much. A human didn't do it for you. You didn't do it for yourself. You'll say, oh, thank you, Allah, for sending me help. Who are the helpers? The angel. I'm going to show you how powerful Allah is. I'm going to show you how great Allah is. The same relatives of Shaitan, you know, Shaitan is in, made fire. The same relatives of Shaitan, you got one in you. Inside your body right now. Oh, man, you don't know what you're talking about. Inside your mom's telling something that Shaitan flows through the veins of man. Shaitan flows through the veins of man. But look how powerful Allah is. Allah gives you the power to conquer the jinn, to control the jinn, to make the jinn work for you. He has to help you by the will and the permission of Allah. Your jinn that can tear you to pieces. If you put your humanity up against the jinn and you don't exercise your humanity, that jinn will rip you to pieces and have you in trouble all the time. Why do you think all these people are in prison? The jinns were made before the humans. So I said in the Holy Quran, the jinns were made first. Then Allah made the human being out of the earth, out of the ground. Made him out of water and made him everything living. Quran says every living thing is made from what? Water. Every living thing is water. We're almost 80% water. Every living thing, everything living, we have made from water. That's what Allah says in the Quran. And he put dirt, he put that water and that dirt together until it got to a consistency that we call clay. And Allah gave it shape like he wanted it to be. That's why we shape like we are. I don't mean just physically. Our minds are shaped the way Allah wants it to be shaped. And the best shape that you can give it is to give it the Quran so you can be shaped in Allah's own word and Allah's own guidance and Allah's own knowledge. But if we listen to Allah, if we obey Allah, if we submit our wills to Allah, if we follow what Allah has in the Holy Quran, if we follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked him, did he have a jinn? He said, yes, I have a jinn. He said, but Allah has helped me make my jinn a Muslim. And some translate that, but I have made my jinn a Muslim. I have conquered him. I have control of him. I have control of my jinn, and guess what? And he helps me. And he helps me. That jinn is helping the human now. He'll protect you by the will of Allah. He'll tell you things that will, you may not notice or see. Because jinns are very slick and wise, you know. You know, stupid. Can you imagine them having two powerful intellects inside your one head? And sometimes the jinn is called your, sometimes it's called your like your identical. Like you're identical. The world tries to make it like your alter ego is bad. You got two angels, one on the right, one on the left, but one of them tell you something good to do, the other tell you something bad. Forget all that stuff. Just believe like Allah says to believe and believe in Prophet Muhammad. So he gave us all a jinn, but that jinn is controllable. We can control ourselves. We don't have to follow falsehood. We don't have to follow our urges and our desires, our how-why. Our feelings, our passion. Ooh, I just gotta have. No, you don't. Control yourself. Why? Because Allah says, fear the fire. Fear the fire. Fear the fire because the fire will burn you up. It will break you up. It'll break you to pieces. It'll mess you up. I'm good at that. That's all right. So let us be wise, brothers and sisters. That's all right. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. So let us be wise. Let us be regular human beings. That's what a Muslim is. Muslim is the real image for the all rest of humanity. The rest of them are not regular human beings. They're irregular. They're weird. They're strange. They're crazy. They're dangerous. You don't follow them. When I was a little boy, my parents told me that if you can't follow somebody into the right, do not let them lead you into the wrong. And, you know, my parents whipped their butt. Yes, you know, the so-called psychology that they have in the world today won't let you discipline your children. I'm not telling you to be. Hopefully you got such a dynamic mind and family strategy going on where your children are always interested in what you're talking about and will listen to you. Allah says, I'm going to ask about this, Allah, command your family. Always call your family to prayer. Command them to prayer. Command them to believe in Allah. Command them to listen to what's right. Be able to think intelligently and to think like a Muslim. That's the record. We're the norm. We're the norm, brothers and sisters. We're the norm. You don't have to follow the Jew. You don't have to follow the Christian. You don't have to follow nobody but Allah and His messenger. If you're doing what's right, it doesn't matter what powers and forces are in the society. You are commanded to obey Allah and His messenger. You actually are committing a sin if you do not obey Allah and His messenger. You're committing a crime if you don't obey Allah and His messenger. Put that on yourself. Let that be your beautiful clothes. The clothes of righteousness, that's what it is. The clothes of righteousness is calling to what is right, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah. Those are the clothes of righteousness. If you won't do it, you're not a Muslim. There's too many people in the world. You know, we're supposed to be 2 billion of them. I believe that some of the millions will drop away if people really start behaving like Prophet Muhammad, the prayer of the peace be upon him, commanded us to behave on the orders of Allah, the Lord of the world, who has given us guidance in the form of a book to follow. All the generations, all in the world, the Quran is translated into over 100 and something languages. So nobody can say they're dumb Muslim stupid. Nobody can say that I got a right to kill my Muslim brother. Allah said in the Holy Quran, if a Muslim, a believer kills another believer, his recompense is hell. His reward is hell. Don't let nobody that call himself a Muslim do wrong, and you see it, and you don't say so. The Prophet said the Muslim, the believer, is the mirror of the brother. And he said, call him back. If you see him doing wrong, call him back from the wrong. Then how can you call him back from the wrong? How can you say, help him, help him. If you see him doing wrong, help him. Whether he's in right or wrong, help him. Whether he's right or wrong, help him. So how can we help him if he's in the wrong? He said, by pulling him back from the wrong, calling him back from the wrong, reminding him of what's right. If he's a believer, guess what he's going to do? He's going to obey. He's going to obey. He might not say that, he might walk away, but in his heart, he said, that brother was right. That's a real Muslim right there. I better shape up. Yeah. So be on yourself. Don't be weak on yourself. Don't try to get into this thing they call it the melting pot. Don't get into this thing and let them melt you down with all these monsters and freaks. Dope heads, gamblers, liars, swindlers, alcoholics. Tobacco products. Don't let them trick you. These products are made, I call them the corporations or businesses of corruption. They make money off of your debt. Tell these people that. Don't be ashamed. Don't be scared. I had somebody offer me yesterday. I got some boat. I said, man, I'm a Muslim. I got that boat. I'm a Muslim. I just told you, I'm a Muslim. That didn't mean nothing to him, or he didn't know what it meant. I think he was being arrogant. He was saying, yeah, I know you're Muslim. I see you with that coup, y'all. But he probably still needs a vote. He probably still wants a vote. You see, it's these politicians, and they're sick laws. These sellout politicians who have made it possible through so-called laws for the people to use drugs. And if they're using weed, you know they're smoking the other stuff. You know they're sniffing the other stuff. You know they're keeping the other stuff. Because one thing leads to another. My mother and father did not catch you lying or trying to trick somebody. And if you're trying to have an excuse and they said, no, you're not going to do it the first time because one thing leads to another. You probably heard it all. The believer is one who is called to all that is good, forbid all that is wrong as strongly as you can, and believes in Allah. You never let nothing happen. That you should have the karma in your heart, the Quran in your heart. What it says, not just thinking about it or see some image or cartoon. You should really feel that way. And you're not a real man if you don't want to be a real Muslim. I have to tell you. Sisters, too. You're not a real woman if you don't want to be a real Muslim standing before your Lord. He's going to call you soon. He'll send an angel of death for you. Let them be right. Send them all there. Be good. Just be good. Be regular. Send them cool. He said, so I told him about the politicians. He said, well, me and my brother grow this, so that don't count. No. My Lord has revealed. That's what counts, and it overrules any so-called law, any so-called ideas, any so-called desire, any wishes, any high-wise crap you got in your life. If you do that, you will be okay. You got to get strong in it, though, because the world is building more and more fake stuff strongly, more and more poisons strongly, more and more higher and so-called respectable people allowing you to be corrupt. More and more people that all the people say, yeah, he's the governor, he's the president, he's the senator, he's the mayor, she's the this, she's the that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is your standard as a human being, for a human being. For male or female, he's your standard of how to obey Allah. Consistently, bowing your head, bowing what you want to do, get rid of that, and do what Allah tells you to do. Anything you have, use it the way Allah says to use it, and you'll be okay. You'll be on right guidance. We want to be right-minded people. Brothers and sisters, you deserve to be leaders. Those of us who are from Africa, from America, brought from Africa and raised here in America, by generation, you deserve a break. You deserve leadership. You deserve help. You deserve control of your own self. You deserve say-so over your own self when what you're telling yourself comes straight from Allah, isn't it? You deserve this. You deserve it. You got to tell yourself you deserve it. Don't let the world fake you out and tell you you don't deserve it. You want them all modern. You don't deserve it. Yes, I do. If the Indonesians or the Arabs or the Japanese or the Chinese or whoever is going the wrong way as a Muslim, you can't follow them. In the world, they have a greater reputation than you. Especially if you're in America, you're supposed to be nothing. You're supposed to be the person that ain't going to never be done. That's why they treat you like that. Then they raise up these false social orders and put the female over you, put the female over the male, and then some of our females listen to those females because they feel attention because she's a woman, Mother Nature. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah says that you have to be over her in this way of life, in this culture, and that is the real world. Eve was not over Adam.
Yeah.
Adam was made by Allah, given Allah's own knowledge. Then Eve received whatever Adam fed her with. Sometimes someone said, you put only a morsel of food, just a morsel. You know, a morsel like a crumb. You put just a morsel of food in your wife's mouth. He said, you get blessed for that. That's how important you are as a man. But don't listen to America because they'll try to stuff you down and bump you out. Use this expression. And have her get to the point where she says, you know what? I don't even need no man. Then you see her going with a woman. I'll be lying even now. She says, Charlie Rodin. Oh, man, you sound angry. I'm not angry, but I tell you what, some of the things they're doing in a country where Muslims control themselves and control their economy and control their work industry and control their everyday life, control their family life, control their Islamic life, cultural life, some of the things these people do, you could take any 10 of them and probably one come back, maybe. Because they have to be executed because they're doing stuff. Oh, she's nice, but she only drink a little. Okay, you can get trouble. She only use a little. She only be in trouble. Oh, he's nice, but he only sell a little dope. You're in trouble. Not just Muslim countries. He'll kill you in China, Vietnam, a lot of other places. The media is so powerful that it can make strong forces, strong countries feel ashamed, and they stop obeying Allah. I hope you hear what I'm saying. So let what Allah has revealed for us and the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslim life, let it be resurrected. Let it come up. Let us be like the real Jesus. Some of the people get so mad at me when I tell them, you know, Jesus is a Muslim. Want to pull him out. Beat you up. Yeah, it can get to a point where they could want to kill us. You know they kill people for their religion, right? You know that, right? Yeah. It could get to the point where these people become so ingrained in this falsehood of Catholicism, where they're drinking blood and cannibalizing their God. He did that. He did that. I'm a Muslim. I'm trying to tell you. He did that. You should be happy. No, he died. Well, how come you keep acting like a fool then if his death was a value? If he died for something good, if he died for a real reason, if he died to make you cleaner, better, stronger, more as a human being, if he died to bring you up, how come you all down and want everybody else to go down with you? Then wake up. You are worthy to lead. You are worthy to lead. That's what Allah put you here for. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. That's what Allah says about you and your way of life as a Muslim. You are the best of people. Brought forward or brought up for the betterment or for the salvation of everybody else. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best of people evolved for the benefit of mankind. Inviting to what is right, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah. There's a few people, or the people in the book, that believe in Allah, but most of them are perverted transgressors. That's what that verse was saying. That's what Allah is saying to you on how he wants you to think about the life you've been in and here in this society. Don't change it because you've been given a break and let into America. Yeah, you can get some more money. You can get a pretty house and all that. But before you know it, you're going to also be starting to do all the little stuff that will eventually lead to hell fire. I'm telling you, this thing is funkier and stinkier than you think it is. Look all pretty, but it's so funky and nasty. Bah! Make you want to puke. Yes. Oh, man, why you got something like that? Allah said that the wrongdoers, he said he's going to make them eat the flesh or wash the wounds. He said every time you talk bad about a Muslim, you like eating your own dead brother. See, we live in the real world. You live in the real world, you're going to be all right. We're going to close, brothers and sisters. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا ذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واسرافنا في امرنا وثبت اقدامنا واجعلنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا اعطينا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الاخرة حسنة واقينا عذاب النار.
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله So we can all agree shoulder to shoulder shoulder to shoulder and the Quran says you should line up as though you are a solid cement structure solid cement wall. This is Salat al-Juma. You're bowing only to Allah throughout.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
الضالين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا. من يدخل إلى أولوها الألباب. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله
أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله
أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ياك نعبد وياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا يعلمون أهل الكتاب إلا كان خيرا لكم إن هم المؤمنون ما أكثرهم الفاسقون الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله his brother from Eritrea, and Milan, Sheikh Sharif Ash, and so Imam, Sheikh, you want to give the salam for him?
Assalamualaikum. I'm not certain the Quran could be not sure that I could promote from my neck to your hand. Every soul in this earth is dead. And to him, Allah, you are all eternal. There's no doubt. So Allah encourages us in the Quran, says, وَحَمُوا دَرَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَكْتَيَكَ الْيَكِينَ Worship the Lord till the 70 comes to you. He says 70 because the king is something that without, there's no doubt about that. And that is death. And that is death. Brother, you don't know what you're dying. So live God. Give God. I was studying about it yesterday. A few minutes before Salah, that Allah says, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. No soul knows where it will die. You could be sitting here today, but it's not written. I'm sitting that you'll die in Africa, you're more part of us, that is where you go and die. You go there, nowhere, and you die there. But then, one thing that is certain is, you came here on this earth. Nobody didn't ask anybody, or you found anybody that you're coming. That is how you go back. You go back half year to your day, empty handed. And you never told when you die. So you have no God, you have no blessings. And my brother came from Ethiopia. And that is Sharif. We all know him here. The smallest guy and he's going to give. Sometimes he gives chuppah. Yes, those who are coming, who are under here, those his brother. May Allah bless him and accept him. May Allah grant him temper. May Allah forgive him sins. That's our great heart here, this Father's soul, inshallah. And the Father's soul, our brothers and sisters. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.